Esperanza Spalding is a 25-year-old musician from New York who plays bass, sings, and writes her own music. In the basement of Drake University's Cheslow Auditorium, Spalding sits at a piano writing notes on a music sheet with a pencil. She is working on a new piece in honor of the New York City cab driver Ahmed Sharif, who was attacked in his cab this summer because of his Muslim beliefs. Spalding says the story of this attack shocked her.
I consider New York to be very open-minded and respectful. People do find a way of respecting each other's space and being as courteous as you can, considering how intense it is. So that was really shocking that of all the reasons to physically assault someone in New York City, which is so diverse, someone would do that. So we're working on presenting this piece for this man that endured this terrible hate crime.
Spalding is titling this piece Ahmed Sharif. While this piece isn't ready for public performance, she's working on it while on tour for her latest album, Chamber Music Society. It's her third release, and it starts with a quiet, gentle song called Little Fly.
If thought is life and strength and breath, and the one of thought is death.
Spalding wrote the melody to this song, but the lyrics are from a poem by William Blake. Spalding kept a copy of this poem above her desk and read it when work became stressful, because she says Blake's melancholy and hopeful words wash everything away for her.
He kind of captures the fragility of nature, that things are always coming and going and dying, and being at peace with that as it relates to the life of a human. And that struck me. It's a very all-encompassing poem to me.
If I live or if I die.
Most people consider Spalding's music as jazz. It's a moniker she doesn't necessarily agree with, but she understands why.
And I certainly don't mind, because my identity is with jazz musicians. So if the genre that I need to be in to be able to do what I love to do is jazz, it doesn't matter as long as people get a chance to hear it.
Last month, Chamber Music Society debuted at number one on the iTunes Music Store Jazz Chart. This week, as Spalding starts her worldwide tour, she says every show is intense and different.
We're all really playing music that's new for us. I've never performed live playing bass and singing with this type of ensemble. So I feel intimidated just by the newness of that experience. That is new.
Spalding is already working on her next album titled Radio Music Society, and she says she'll continue to write new music throughout this tour.
And that's the beauty of this ensemble, knowing that if I write something with these musicians in mind, right away we can hear it and work on it. It's cool. And this is just the beginning, so who knows where this is going to go. It's exciting.
In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.